Tonight on Full Credit to the Boys, a rugby league great is pissed off. The GWS Giants shock the AFL world. And the A-League Grand Final approach. Welcome to Full Credit to the Boys. Well, good afternoon, good evening. Episode 18. Well done, Clive. You got it right this week of Full Credit to the Boys. You can find us on Twitter at FCTTB_podcast. I'm Late Mailman, at Late Mailman on Twitter. And with me is former legend. He's at former_legend. Now, before we start.
Hello.
It's Wednesday evening. Where the hell were you last night? You know, my policy on lateness.
Yes.
I'm waiting.
A date.
Yeah, what was that nonsense? You're talking about some former swimmer or some nonsense?
Represented Australia swimming, hoodie. Represented Australia.
Laurie Lawrence.
No one said fucking Masters games, did they? In the lead up.
Yeah, you do like your silver wings.
Yes, and wow. Even so, duck eggs, nothing.
All right, let's do the news. All right, our first topic for this week, Isaac Luke moving to the Warriors from 2016 onwards. And just by coincidence, immediately starts from the bench for Souths. Come on, Madge, you're a smart man.
Stop looking
Don't
too far
play
far
us
into
for
it.
Fools.
Stop looking too far into it. I'm sick of you people blowing this. It's clear what's going on, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's got the shits.
It's like smoke and mirrors. And he's pretty much just told everyone that it's smoke and mirrors.
You remember Wayne
negating
Bennett?
The whole smoke and mirrors thing.
Remember Wayne Bennett done to Hodges?
Hodges, yeah. He signed for the Roosters, and what Bennett was like, "We'll enjoy playing for whoever the hell our feeder club was at the time."
Toowoomba Clydesdale. Yeah, yeah. Get back to the Warriors. Super signing. Super.
Yeah. So they've now got arguably the inform 1, 7, and 9 for 2016.
Well, I'll argue against the 7. But
yeah,
we'll do that later.
Yeah, we'll get to that in a sec. Undeniable,
but
just based on the way.
I will go back with what someone said today. Isaac Luke goes against the grain to what Warriors usually sign. They usually sign flashy, and this is a worker.
He's a grinder. There's no doubt about it.
And it's a good signing. And the last time they did a good signing was probably either Steve Price like that, the same kind of signing anyway, or even before him, Kevin Campion. So.
Well, I can tell you what exactly he was not like, and that was the signing of Sam Tompkins.
Solid. What a revelation.
Yeah, good beard, mate. That's about it.
And giving away his dogs on Twitter, if he didn't. Did you see that?
Fair dinkum. I did not see that.
Low.
Anyway. Good thing he's in New Zealand. I don't think they fancy... Number two, other possible player movement news. A few definites, to be honest.
Mm.
This one straight off the press this afternoon. Nate Miles to Manly.
Good signing.
3 years.
Good signing.
I think it is. Yeah. I think it's the signing that they were maybe hoping Willie Mason would be. Does that make sense?
To a point.
Experienced, hard, going to leave from the front.
Yeah.
And I'm sure to an extent Willie might be doing that. Actually doing it, and we want
wrong end
to
of Willie's career, to be honest. But
absolutely. Yeah. So Nate's what, 29,
I believe,
think, so, something like that.
Got a bit to offer. Still.
You got to imagine he's going to probably try to wrap it up at Manly. So three decent years, then maybe a swan song on the end of it. But yeah, we'll see. I'm impressed. Yeah,
will he have two halves with him?
There's a hotel down the road from Brookvale Oval with stairwells, so he. He could be right, Nate Miles, on a big night at the Leaguesy. He can just head on down to the Travelodge.
Do a poo.
Well, that's what I was sort of insinuating, and then you just pointed straight
Very
to
direct.
The shovel. Cameron McGuinness. So, yeah, on the back of that Isaac Luke deal, Cameron McGuinness is supposedly going to backflip on his deal to join the Dragons. They're apparently fuming.
Big raps on this guy.
Fuming.
Big raps on this guy, too. So they
and
should
they
be.
They to cultivate a hooker, don't they, Souths?
Yeah.
They've lost Nathan Peets and Apsai Corasau in the last 2 years. They've got Cameron McGuinness and Isaac Luke currently. They're losing Isaac Luke. They just... Something about South Sydney and hookers.
Have you heard the theory that Isaac Luke is clearing the way to put Sam Burgess back in? Clear the money side of things.
Oh, I mean, there's credence there, isn't there?
Yeah, but I don't think you'd get rid of your hooker to do that, would you? Honestly.
Oh, God, I don't know. Maybe Channel 9 are subsidising them or something.
Yeah. Anyway.
They need him back. Sean Kennedy-Dell is set to remain a Rooster. I think he got another two-year deal.
2 years.
End of 2017, I think. I think I may be wrong. Tweet me at Late Mail, man, if I've got that very minor detail wrong, and I'll tell you how pedantic you are.
Call him Harvey Norman amongst the other clubs. Zero interest.
I swear to God, he's been about to leave the Roosters like two or three times in the last year or two. Yeah, like Sharks was a done deal from what we were understanding, but... Yeah, well, Jamal Idris. This is one where I was chatting to someone about today.
Odd.
We've got written down here, Jamal Idris set for an early Panthers exit. You know, he hasn't actually finished an NRL contract. He's never completed an NRL contract.
Mm.
Left the Bulldogs early.
Mm.
Left the Titans early.
Mm.
And now there's this sort of rumour going around.
You don't want to be someone that's known to finish early, do you?
Mm, no. Well, I'd leave that one to you. That's more you. Dave Taylor. Now, it says to SL here, Sri Lanka. Not overly known for their rugby league.
Massive honour for the Lankans.
Yeah. Colombo Rugby League Association, I think it is. No, I'm assuming Clive means Super League there.
Mm.
Super League, not Sri Lanka, right? Yeah, all right, turn around.
What's that powder?
Dave Taylor to the Super League. Yeah. You know what? In a crazy world, his game might actually suit that a little bit better.
Oh, yeah. Him and T-Rex go together, package deal. They'd carve up over there.
Yeah, speaking of zero interest.
Yeah.
Hard blokes to coach. They would be hard blokes to coach, particularly if they were angry with you.
Oh, just another late one to that, too. I would suggest to you that Chris Sandow will not be at Parramatta next year.
I would suggest to you that you're probably saying what everyone's been saying all day.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But, I mean, it's worth noting.
Well, I won't bring that to the table next time.
That's a funny story this week, though, isn't it?
Wiping that car out.
Yeah. But not just that. Called the dealership to say, hey, I've got to get to the game. Sorry, I'm going to leave it here.
Is that right? I didn't know that.
That's what I'm led to believe.
Right.
Yeah, just an odd story. Coincidentally, just like Isaac Luke, who was immediately started from the bench, Chris Sandow just coincidentally gets punted back to the Wendy Magpies for the week.
And replaced by a bloke that
the world on fire.
Yeah.
I've heard
is solid.
Yeah, Brad Arthur's...
It's always a worry when someone says you're solid.
Brad Arthur's quote about that, it wasn't like... The glowing, like he's forced our hand, et cetera.
He's on fire.
Anyway, love you, Luke Kelly. The next one. Did you catch Triple M Rugby League on the weekend?
Yes.
We are big fans of Triple M Rugby League. You can follow them all over Twitter. They've got like 10 accounts.
Mm.
not even before we get to the presenters. But Ray Price was on there. I only tuned in, he'd been going for a few minutes, I think, at this stage. And so it took me a little while to work out exactly who it was who was saying. And I was like, well, they've picked a raving lunatic off the streets of King's Cross and just put a microphone in front of him. Turns out it was Ray Price.
I love Ray Price, the footballer.
Yeah.
Oh,
he's got an enormous legacy.
As a bloke coming through, you looked up to blokes like that as someone who just played at 110% or whatever the cliche is.
Gave his full credit to the boys.
Yeah. But he did himself no favours on the radio. I mean, anyone who heard that and thought that he's the answer to Parramatta's board woes.
I think you raised a few more questions than answers.
Ooh, yeah.
Raving Lunatic would probably, like with... I say with due respect, I know that that's a pretty insulting thing to say to someone, but he sounded like a raving lunatic.
Well, Dan Ganane said, and full credit to him for saying this.
We should clip this up and use it later in the show for a full credit mention.
He sounded punch drunk.
Yeah.
And that was a pretty fair way to summarise what happened
there. Yeah, Dan wasn't on that afternoon. No, Maroon was holding the fort that day.
But anyway, wow.
So some of his quotes were, if I don't win this election, I have a little surprise for them. The boys are just going to tremble when they find out.
Do you know what
that is? And they pushed him for it, and he wouldn't divulge, obviously. And he said, it's something that I can't do it unless...
What it is mascot revealed. It seems that it's Supreme Court action.
Okay.
So what he needed was not to get in before he could trigger that. That's what he was talking about.
Okay, Supreme Court action ideally resulting in...
I don't know.
What?
Jesus. Increasing popularity.
Does he know that you kind of have to have like some sort of an idea of what you're arguing
but
when you go to the
sitting back amongst all this, surely Kieran Foran is looking and going, what is this?
Well, yeah. I mean, there was all the talk about him having a get-out clause if it was the board went cuckoo. Turns out it's just a get-out clause for him to activate at any point he wants to ever.
There you go.
He can wake up in the morning and go, I hate playing for Parramatta, so this will be my last game this weekend. Mm.
There's a chance that might happen if the way they keep travelling the way they're going. But
well, yeah, they lose this weekend. A couple of other results go against them. They will be
dead last.
Stone motherless. Last. Results on the weekend. Broncos beat the Panthers 8-5 in a hark back to, I think it was 1977 was the last time there'd been a scoreline like that.
Yeah.
It was in the 70s anyway.
Yeah.
8-5. It's beautiful. It's like two unconverted three-point tries and a... one unconverted three-point try and a converted one.
Do they
to
still
one
do
converted three-point
pick
try.
Pick the score? What's that paid?
Footy Tab, yeah. What would Footy Tab have been paying on that one?
Yeah, just write your own check.
Huge. But, I mean, with a score like that, you'd be like, oh, pretty dry. It actually was quite a spectacular finish.
Yeah. Yeah, and first try scorer, thank you very much.
Yeah, nice.
Jordan Kohu.
The Roosters, they declared at 36-4 against the Tigers. They basically just said...
Can't we push on from... No.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Sorry, mate. Okay. That's, not much to be said about that anyway. Raiders smashed the Titans 56-16, including 20-odd points in the last 15 minutes.
This happy Ricky Stewart thing, it's got to stop.
Yeah, it can't last. It's not sustainable.
No.
The Warriors and the Sharks. Did you see that game?
I did. Wow. NRL pass that I'm so in love with.
Yeah.
Which crashed, as predicted by you. Thank you. Crash. Thanks very much for that.
Sorry.
Well,
they gave me one for free, so I don't mind if it crashes occasionally. I didn't pay $90 for it. So.
Yeah, okay. Thanks.
The right people. The right people.
Chris Kennedy, please. Something.
So, the Warriors, so... Andrew Fifita, was just the toast of the NRL. How good's Andrew Fifita? How bad's Sean Johnson? Some people were saying as well. Again, we'll get to that shortly. And then Sean Johnson just decided to win. So basically Fifita was like, just give me the ball and I'll just see what I can do.
Yeah.
And then Sean Johnson was like, I'll see that and I'll do this.
For 70 minutes. Anyway, awesome. We'll get back to that.
So the Cowboys beat the Bulldogs 23-16. Probably leaving the Bulldogs saying, what was that reason again why we let that Jonathan kid go? He had terrible dreadlocks, but whatever.
We'll let him go. We'll sign Shifty Sherwin for 5 years.
Then we'll follow it up with Chris Keating.
Good thinking. Before that was Holdsworth.
Of course it was. Wayne Holdsworth, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Fast bowler from New South Wales.
He might have gone better.
Yeah. Much like Spud Carroll did to Chief Harrigan 20 years ago, the Seagulls absolutely belted the Knights 30-10 in the Dick Touches Cup. I really should read this before we record.
Clive, you're supposed to be
have a look at the face on
here,
him.
Not,
how happy is he with himself?
Not pushing the envelope of the...
He's so happy with himself.
Get over it, mate. And the Storm made easy work of the Eels, like pretty much most teams have except for Manly this year, 28-10. And Souths beat... And on it says an honest Dragons 16-10.
Did you watch that?
The most honest thing I think about that game is just Joel Reddy. I don't know if he played or not, but he is honest. He's just as honest as the day is long. Yeah.
He doesn't
not
want,
a bad game for a for a
Joel Reddy doesn't want me to be honest about Joel Reddy.
He's just honest as God.
Yeah.
16-10. See how so the Dragons.
Yeah. Dragons. What's that? 6 wins, 2 losses or something?
Everyone's saying that...
7 tries the whole year.
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm surprised they weren't involved in that 8-5 scoreline.
Yeah, they were disappointed.
Mm.
But once again, as predicted, here's a tip for all our listeners. Anyone who likes a sports bet, get on this. Anytime the Dragons are playing for
get
the rest
unders.
Of the year, or the Broncos, get on unders.
Get on unders.
They are the specialists.
GWS Giants shocked the AFL world on the weekend when not only did they manage to beat last year's Premier's Hawthorn, but they got 108 points in doing so as well. Fair income. What just happened there? It's like all their draft picks from the last 5 years have just just culminated in one massive game.
All their draft picks got their
Shane Mumford.
First pubes and went right, we're men now. Let's play footy.
It was huge. On the other side of the, down in Melbourne, the Swans belted the Demons, which is just, to be honest, if they hadn't, that'd be the news story.
Clive's written, cellar dwelling powerhouse, the Melbourne Demons.
Well, that's a bit of an oxymoron. Or does that just mean like they just love being...
They're big down that end of the court.
They own that end of the ladder. Yeah, very right. Sydney FC take on Melbourne Victory in the A-League final, which I could care less about. But the AFL prevent the use of Etihad Stadium in order to host the huge blockbuster.
Traditional blockbuster.
Between Western Bulldogs and their cross-town rivals. And by town, I mean country. Fremantle.
Probably pull 12,000, 13,000 people, won't they, for that game?
You know, they might get an honest 2025, but still, you'd fill Amy Park. I mean, they're not going to play at Amy Park, are they, because it's rectangular. But if football are going to be a powerhouse in this country, they need to take themselves seriously. Because I know that, this is the thing. They've got their venue... might not have been Melbourne. It could have been Adelaide. It could have been Perth. It could have been Brisbane. Why don't they just lock down a neutral ground? Just lock down a ground instead of ending up at a friggin' Melbourne Storm football.
Well, that's what NFL do.
Yeah.
They don't host it in either.
NFL also has like good 70 to 100 years of prestige behind it and a hell of a lot of money.
And experience. Yeah, but what they do is they just say, geniuses. Next year it's going to be at X.
Yeah, so wherever it's going to be, just lock it in.
Lock it in.
And book it more to the point.
And everyone organise your own way
and
there.
And tell other people that you've booked it or that you've locked it in as well, instead of just saying, oh God, I hope Etihad Stadium's available.
Is it just me that sees Sydney FC written and always thinks Sydney KFC? Maybe it's just me. It's
just you. You and Georgie Rose.
Yeah.
In cricketing minnows, England, sorry, have suggested Jason Gillespie might be the possible new coach.
Mullets are back.
Yeah, and the goatee.
Don't remember goatee. Mullets, they're coming back.
The ponytail express. Oh, that's right. You're pushing your mullet agenda. Kevin Peterson scored, I think it was 752 not out. Not going to be picked for England, though, because Andrew Strauss...
cricket director.
Yeah, he's the new cricket director of England.
And tell everyone the history
technical
there.
Term is Strauss... thinks Kevin Peterson is a massive douche. That's the way it's been reported, I believe. Basically, Strauss is one of the guys that Peterson threw under the bus in his book and, tweeted about and spoke about and all that sort of stuff. So he's mildly cancerous, the old KP, but can you argue with that? You know the next highest score in that game where he scored 355 he ended up?
I'll guess and say 40 or something.
The next high score was 36.
There you go.
That is called carrying your bat.
Here's the odd thing.
And your team.
Strauss has a massive trust issue with Kevin Peterson and says he will not name him while he's the director of cricket, which seems like it's going to be for a while. But he then offered him a job as a one-day international advisor.
Huh?
Now, you tell me, Hoodie. Your mate Shane Warne tweeted and just said, what's going on?
To me? Did he tweet to me?
Nah. That will not be happening. What is that about?
I don't know.
Strauss.
It's a good summary of England cricket, though, isn't it?
And you know what? for comedy value, we all slap our knees and say, you beauty. And next year's Ashes will be against Bangladesh, just to square it up a little bit.
Ooh, Ashes, Bangladesh. Yeah, anyway.
Let's be honest. let's be honest. Does Australia want to bowl to Kevin Peterson?
Well, no.
No.
No, not if our bowlers are anything like
whoever that
those
was.
County
York
bowlers who just got absolutely looked like they were bowling to him in the nets. Anyway, the Ashes is only like 6 weeks away.
We've got them covered.
I'm really looking forward to it. I bloody love cricket going on in the middle of the night.
I know.
It's the best.
Is that on Channel 9 or something? Or
it'll probably be on Gem.
It's gone free to air.
Last Northern Series was
good
on
news,
Gem. And also on BBC Radio as you go to sleep. Friggin' good. Australian Rugby Union team's competition that they've had within themselves this year to find who is the actual shittest team in Super Rugby. Well, it ramped up this week because the Waratahs were beaten by the Force.
Right.
And Brumbies kicker Christian Leilefano.
Bless you.
Missed a shot from next to the post to lose against the Storm in the final 5 seconds. So it was like a shit playoff.
Shit-a-thon.
Yeah, yeah. A shit fest. Shit stock. So we
shit pit.
I've got nothing to say, but oh yeah, and that Honey Badger guy said something funny again at the end of the game.
Yeah, so good. That's what we're getting known for.
Yeah.
Ironically, our rugby union teams and players are being known for their comedy.
Yeah, I'm glad we didn't set like a precedent to like just include any funny press conferences in our podcast because it'd just be like Nick Cummins every week.
Yeah.
And
Tui's quite good.
Yeah, I mean, he's good.
He's using one-liners that I heard 20 years ago.
But it's clearly rehearsed as well.
Yeah, of course.
He's got
them
waiting to go. So all you people who think he's just like, just a funny guy is just coming up with it. He's rehearsing. Don't worry, guys. Nick Kyrgios moved to a career high ranking, beating Roger Federer in the Madrid Masters and then lost to a bloke who, I don't know. Who did he lose to?
Oh, a bloke that hired a racket for an hour or something.
So he's now beat Nadal and Federer in the past, what? It was Wimbledon last year he beat Nadal.
What's Federer now? 70? 75? Nah, still a good win. Not. But
he's like 60.
Oh, okay.
Same
hip or someone else's?
Still, though, he's beaten two of the top four or five or something in the world now.
He's moved up to 29.
That's good. Older than he is. Higher than his age.
Yeah.
Andy Murray won that tournament as well.
Oh, that's good. That's a win for the people.
It's a win for the drips.
Yeah, it's a win for happy, humorous people.
And our final news topic tonight. Mercedes Formula One team decides Nico Rosberg's turn to win a race in the Spanish Grand Prix, Lewis Hamilton's won like 17 this year. And they're like, Nico's like, please.
Why are we talking about Formula One?
I want one.
Why are we talking about?
Clive put it in there.
When does the V8 start?
Yeah, that's good. Clive. All right, substitute time. This is where we throw out a current
that's our motorsport
story.
Rap.
Yeah, that's our entire motorsport quota for the year. Substitute. So what we do, we get a story which is happening at the moment, what's going on, and we leave a blank at the end of it, and we sort of get a little bit creative and very occasionally sometimes.
And if you can listen to that description and understand what's about to happen, well done.
Okay, well just listen to the first one as an example and you'll get it.
It's easy.
I'm tired. It's been a long week. I've been sitting here for 24 hours.
Yes. Cold.
The Parramatta board makes Manly's board look
blank.
What do you got?
Professional as fuck.
Yeah. I was going to say sane.
Yeah.
And that really says something.
Earth to Kieran
Foran. It's been like a whole week since we've heard something about Manly's board.
Yeah.
It's just,
they'd be so disappointed.
They'd be like, their media monitor person would be out of a job.
Yeah.
Because like Manly hasn't been mentioned.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it looks hideous, doesn't it? And if this legal thing kicks off as well, surely Kieran Foran's,
you know, when I knew Ray Price was maybe not
the full quid?
Well, just
when he used to do the praying manus?
Well, no. It was when he threw Sterlo under the bus.
I heard that. That was bad.
I can't.
Because you love Sterlo.
I think he's the rugby league doyen.
Yeah,
he is. He's. I've met him once. Very nice fella.
Yeah.
Obviously, I don't know him in a rugby league political sense. But I believe almost all of what he says.
He's very good.
I'd find it hard to believe that he would have some sort of agenda with Parramatta rather than to see them go well.
We were talking about this at the pub the other day about Sterlo. We actually, what about one week we do a rating of all the media personalities?
Yeah.
As a podcast. Because we're talking about Sterlo.
That means I'd have to play Sterlo off against Yvonne.
Well, no, you don't have to play
Yvonne,
off anyone.
As people are calling her.
Oh.
She answered her phone, "Hello, Yvonne speaking." So, to all you people calling her Yvonne, I'm pretty sure it's Yvonne.
Back to Sterlo.
Yeah, sorry.
What I like about him is you never doubt what he says, that he has some agenda behind it.
Mm.
And that's what I think, as compared to other people. I don't want to name names, I'll just give you initials. Buzz Rothfield, Rebecca Wilson, who seem to have agendas. Just initials.
Nothing. To be sent off in the NRL in 2015, a player will have to blank.
Now, I'm looking forward to your reply here. You want to go first?
Pack a Molotov cocktail.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. I wrote rape a referee.
Oh.
Repeatedly.
Oh. I've got this thing.
And even then, 10 in the bin, probably.
I've got this thing where when I have a conversation with someone, I generally, like, if they say something that makes me think, I start to picture it, and I'm just, I can't get that sight out of my mind.
The badge. Anyway.
It's like, there's corner posts involved. And
what are you going to have to do to get sent off this year?
Yeah, fair dinkum. How about
Tyrone Peachy?
Tyrone Peachy?
That was bad.
I think we're going to get to him in a little while.
Oh, okay.
Conrad Hurrell. No, not Tyrone Peachy. Conrad Hurrell.
That was bad.
That was real crook.
Yeah.
I think Peachy's... I'm not saying necessarily he should have been sent off, but anyway, we're going to get to that shortly. Corbin Sims grabbing Willie Mason on the stalk is a good thing for...
promotion of the sport in Oxford Street.
Wow, okay. I was going to say men's ego because...
finger and a thumb?
Yeah, finger and a thumb.
can't get much
between a finger and a thumb.
Big Willie, not so much.
What was going on, though? What was so... like, what was so enthralling at that point in time where he did not even flinch?
There's so many questions.
Not a flinch.
Why would you do that?
Has it become so routine?
Second question. Why didn't Willie Mason even... nothing. Just, oh yeah, Corbin's got the old fella. No dramas. Let's play on.
I don't know.
I love it. More of it.
Sam Williams playing half a game for the Raiders with a punctured lung shows...
you go first.
He's really scared of Ricky.
I've got a better extension of that.
Yeah.
Sam Williams playing half a game for the Raiders with a punctured lung shows what a bloke will do to avoid sitting in the stands with Ricky.
Yeah, well, yeah. One and the same, really, aren't they? And our final substitute for this evening. Mick Malthouse's time at Carlton has been blank.
A good laugh.
Yeah. My one is Mick Malthouse's time at Carlton has been blank. It's been blank. Fantastic coach with obviously,
great history.
A great history. Like, how many years, consecutive years has he been coaching for? It's like 27 or something like that.
900.
27 or 72? Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
I'm dyslexic. He's not doing much down there. And this is from two guys who really don't know much about AFL, but we know that Carlton are playing
bastards.
Like the bastards.
And apparently, so the experts say, they are one of the massive victims of the two new teams getting all the benefits of
draft picks.
That's what I was looking for. So them and Melbourne are the ones that are hurting the most.
Yeah.
So
yeah, because Carlton scraped into the finals a year or so ago because Essendon weren't allowed to play finals footy.
That was rich, man.
Carlton just squeezed in and then we're squeezed straight out the next week as well.
Like a pimple.
Overs or unders time. Now, this is where we throw out a radical market, the sort of one that Sportsbet or William Hill or even Tom Waterhouse, if it still exists, would love to get...
Tom Waterhouse, they would love to have thought about it.
Did he?
Yeah.
As in the betting agency?
I think
or
so,
like,
yeah. The green and black thing.
Yeah. But definitely not his face.
I mean, if he had read what I was writing about him a year ago, he would not be following me.
You know, I got into a slang one day with David Warner about... He was defending Tom Waterhouse. I was like, mate, it's like trying to defend Ivan Milat.
Surely that must be a sponsorship deal if he's defending Tom
Waterhouse.
Cool,
mate. All he does on there is sponsorship. You know, he tweeted the other day, and this is very, very side story, but...
Telstra?
He tweeted, to Steve Menzies, who I've got a lot of time for the Beaver. He's like, hey, at Steve Menzies 11.
We all like the Beaver.
How good is that LG something, 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 something television?
Oh, they're still doing that. They're doing that 6 months ago.
That's just boring. Like, it's so shameless. But anyway, he's counting all his money all the way to the bank, so whatever. Anyway, overs or unders time. So we throw out a funny market, give it a bit of an odds or a, you know, we give it some odds and then we go from there. Clear as day, right?
Oh.
Number one. Again, it's been a big week. Conrad Hurrell. should get over or under 2.5 weeks for knee lifting and then breaking the shit out of Anthony Tupou's jaw?
Well, let me say that I say overs, but I will say that Gallen has come out and said that Tupou actually hit his hip, perhaps not his knees, but the broken jaw still ensued. But the reality is that those raised knees looked very much like Craig Smith's from all those years ago.
Yeah.
And that ended his career.
Yeah.
And that is not a habit you want to get into.
I
like Conrad Harrell, by the way. I think he's a fantastic talent. But
at driving whilst...
God love him. By the way, I wrote that I wanted to carpool with him. And everyone assumed that I was going to do the old helping out, Carl. Conrad.
Oh, you just wanted the Shortland Street lady in the back seat. Whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
She's not lovely. But anyway.
She's handy.
I think overs. Yeah. Absolutely overs. I slowed that down today. I was having a look at it in very, very slow mo. I slowed it down frame by frame.
You gotta get out more.
And I watched his... No, I'm just a sadist.
And that's where you can see the teeth.
And that's the moment where his teeth hit his tonsils.
Bang.
No, mate, he smacked right... Like, if anything, if it wasn't the point of the knee, it was at worst the quadricep or, you know, around that area. You need to look that up in the dictionary. Quadricep. Number two, Kieran Foran will play over or under 12 games this year. He's out indefinitely with a hamstring injury. I think it's called a strain of the Michael Clarke muscle.
Right.
After playing, he's played five out of 9 games.
That was Lara Bingle's old job.
Ugh.
Strain of Clarke's muscle.
Like a hot dog up a hallway. 5 out of 9 games.
Sausage down the M4.
That's right. He's played only 5 games this year. Could have played 9. Only played 5, and he's out. Well, it's like one of those 4 to 6 weeks or 3 to 4 weeks or, you know, it's a hamstring injury though.
So what are you saying?
So he needs to make up 7 more over 12.
Yeah, he's going to get over 12.
Yep.
I'm going to say under.
Yeah?
Yeah. And with all that in mind, should Parramatta be worried at all?
Absolutely, they should.
Mm.
Hamstrings are a pain in the ass.
Bad.
Or just south of the ass. But they're... They're a pain nonetheless. Number three, Cameron Smith seemed to deliberately kick a ball at Neil's fan who was verbaling him on the weekend. Did you see this one?
I did, and I loved it.
How many weeks should we have to wait for him to be knighted? That's good. That's good gear, Clive. That's good.
No.
Over or under 1 week?
Under. Get that shit happening, Tony Abbott. Did you see it? It was fantastic.
He was a buffoon. He was a buffoon, that...
The fan?
That fan. He just... Like there's some loudmouths at the footy who are funny, and I'll enjoy listening to them.
Mm.
Mate, I've given absolute mouthfuls to guys before because they're just making
dickheads. Is what you're
I'm
looking
embarrassed
for
them.
Dickheads.
Just I think dickhead makes it sound like they've been funny though. Even
any
like,
spot of a dickhead at the footy, do you reckon, Hoodie?
He's normally wearing cardinal and myrtle.
Or tricolours. What about the ones that do the statistics?
Sorry to all those fans of those.
Statistics on the fly. The ones that count the tackles. You ever seen them?
Yeah.
Anyone who wears...
And they speak just a little louder than they need to speak to their mate, yeah, so that the people surrounding them
or you find out
that
they actually come in
by
themselves.
They are. Yeah. And they speak loud so that someone will be like, hey, you want to be my friend? Like it actually were fucking...
How else do you
like
spot
that.
Them?
I don't know.
Members tickets?
Okay, come on, mate.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Radios
in their ears.
I do that at cricket.
Massive dick.
I like listening to Jim Maxwell.
Massive dick.
After breaking up with Lindsay Vonn, Tiger Woods will win over or under 0.5 tournaments this year. So, will he win 0 or 1 or more?
Under.
So, you reckon he's going to win 0
Unless
tournaments?
Tiger goes back to the old ways, starts shagging around the country for America.
Well, nothing's stopping him now, is he?
Nothing.
Yeah.
Get back out, get the trouser snake out, Tiger.
Yep.
Do what you do best, and then the golf will follow that.
Yeah, why not?
Yep.
Why the hell not?
Let me say overs if he takes my advice.
Okay.
Get amongst it.
I'm just going to say overs regardless. He's going to win some like Pebble River,
Pebble Creek,
Notting House. No. Like I'm meaning not Pebble Creek. Like some like
Pebble
random
Stream.
Tiny tournament just to get a W next to his name. Number five, how many years until the whole WADA / Essendon battle is over? What's that you say? You mean Asada Essendon, don't you? No.
WADA's
now
in.
It's WADA.
In the house.
So WADA have come, they've flown into to Tullamarine and they've gone, all right, boys.
Cop this.
I wonder what accent they're speaking in.
Swedish, I believe.
Yeah.
Mm.
Not,
and don't ask me to
not
do
Swiss.
That.
Swiss.
I shan't be doing that.
Not Swiss. I just say Swiss because they're all, you know.
It could be
like,
Swiss.
Well, that's where, like, all the.
Switzerland, yeah.
You know, like the whole neutral sort of stuff.
Anyway. We digress.
Some drug nerds have flown into Tullamarine and gone, well, Asada, you did a
shit job.
Really bad job. AFL, you did a really bad job.
Surprise.
Essendon, you did the worst job of all, and we're going to get you again. So.
Over or under?
Over or under 3 centuries until it is all over.
Overs.
Yeah.
Yeah. The thing about this is, until they get
Stephen
Dank...
I think
even
the more pertinent question will be, will James Hurd still be coaching at the end of those 3 centuries?
More than likely, after 7 holidays to France like last time.
Imagine what the alleged peptide use would be doing for their, you know, Fountain of Youth sort of thing.
Well, have you seen James' face?
Mm.
Mm. Anyway, the thing with this is, until they get Dank up and get him talking, which apparently they have no right to do, so it's not going to happen, we're never going to know any more.
Yeah.
So, drop it. Forget it. Don't worry about it.
I find Stephen Dank's name just funny. I just like saying Dank.
Because it rhymes with
Dank. I'd never thought of that. I just thought because it kind of sounds like a sound effect from the 1970s Batman cartoon, doesn't it? Dank.
Yes.
Dank. Anyway, I think it was also used in that... that lip syncing, that NFL lip syncing that was huge on YouTube a year or two ago.
I had no idea what you're talking about.
Well, I don't know where you were hiding because that was the biggest thing on the internet and you
spent
all day on
year.
It.
I got the internet last year.
Dial up, Dodo.
What's dial up? Is that the phone one?
Our final overs or unders was tweeted in this week by at John Millwood. He's got a photo of Daryl Summers and Ozzy Ostrich. So
I like that.
I wonder if he's... must be a big fan of Hey Hey.
I've heard that he's Aussie.
Maybe he is. Wasn't that the dude upstairs? John Blackman? No, that was Dickie Knee.
Yeah.
We're getting stuck down a Hey Hey wormhole here. John Millwood has tweeted in, suggested over under. Number of times we'll hear the term Origin Bolter in the press in the next couple of weeks, over or under 57.5.
I'll tell you something. It's going to be under, and I'll tell you why.
Okay.
You'll never hear it about Queensland, so that takes out half the market.
It's true, but we do have an amazing amount of
Origin Boulders.
Speculators down here on News Limited's books.
Yeah. Oh, I'm going to say unders, begrudgingly.
I'm going to say overs in a canter.
Can you name all the Boulders?
Yeah.
Frizzell's a new Boulder, I heard this
week.
Yeah,
Frizzell's a Boulder.
Moylan's a Boulder.
Yeah, I heard Tedesco's being spoken about the other day.
No.
Don't make me laugh. He's yet. Not yet.
He's
a couple of years.
His own coach said he shouldn't be picked.
He's held together with wire as well. So is Josh Dugan.
Him and Dugan.
And Ink.
Mm.
So there
Josh,
we go. Thank
Josh
you.
Jackson, Bolter.
Thank you, at John Millwood. If you've got any suggestions for overs, unders, tweet us in at late mailman, at former underscore legend, and at FCTTB underscore podcast. Well, I'm on that.
Chris Sandow.
Who the hell's
Chris
got...
Chris Sandow, Bolter. Usually from accidents, but nonetheless, Bolter.
Yeah, good. Who's got at FCTTB podcast? Why do we have an underscore on ours?
Again, this isn't my field of expertise. Clive.
Is there another FCTTB podcast out there?
What's he want with that straw? What is he doing?
Twitter challenge time. This is where we get onto Twitter, hence the name.
Good start.
And we've got a challenge, which is
Twitter challenge.
To us.
Twitter
and
challenge
that's
where
the whole thing. There you go.
No. Twitter challenge where we get on Facebook and...
So, yeah, it would be a bit weird if that was the case. I've told former legend that he needs to get a follow and a reply from Sally Fitzgibbons.
Mm.
That's Sally Fitzgibbons, not Craig Fitzgibbon. and he did the same with me with Shane Warne.
Mm.
So I've got to get a reply and a follow from Shane Warne. Both of which are proving really difficult. It's.
Do you feel like we're
hard,
getting closer?
No. It's when you can buy Twitter followers these days, but all they are is just one of those colourful eggs from Costa Rica or something.
Well, you've alleged that I'm doing that already, so...
Yeah, well. You can't buy who you want, though. That would be good.
So I had another go this week. Because I've been on fire, let's be honest. Two favourites
from
Sally's media advisor.
Yeah.
Social media manager.
Whoever that person is who just happens to always be following her at like sunrise down at
taking
Main Beach
photos for her
or whatever. Yeah, like,
yeah, that's nice
of him. Is that? Who's the guy who really wants her? Who just
Trent?
Some BFF who just
Trent?
No. Like Trent's got her. Oh. It's some other like some guy who's been a friend since high school. And
former
like,
legend. Oh,
no,
not high school.
No.
I would have been
not
the janitor
outside
there.
Her high school. I mean,
I've never been outside her high school after the Avia.
What do you got?
Okay, so I had another go. So I went down one of your tracks, and I thought, So I wrote, "Hi at Sally Fitz. On the FCTTB underscore podcast, we play a game called Substitute. Want to have a go? Try this. Former legend makes Trent Merrin look blank."
That's far too common for her. She wouldn't play
and
a former full credit to the boys.
Whilst I got
game.
30 notifications about said update, nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing. Yeah.
Well,
I think as quick as I got hot, I've gone cold.
I just got absolutely nothing from anyone in the whole wide world.
How'd you go with Warnie?
Warnie got on
Tinder?
Instagram this week. Yeah, he had some fundraiser on or something like that. And instead of tweeting about the fundraiser or Instagramming about the fundraiser, this was his thing. There's a photo of him standing there in a resplendent suit, beautiful red velvet jacket.
How was the face? Not a crease
leathery.
In it. Not a crease in
leathery.
It.
Leathery. Anyway, he wrote, "Are you guys fans of the red velvet jacket I wore to the Shane Warne Foundation Marysville event raising money for seriously ill and underprivileged children? Priorities,
right.
Shane."
The jacket first.
Yeah.
Then
fashion,
the charity.
Fashion, then the charity.
So did you reply?
So I wrote.
Oh, no.
"Fan of the red velvet jacket you wore to the Shane Warne Foundation Marysville event raising money for seriously ill and underprivileged children."
Is that 140 characters?
Exactly 140. I broke one of my golden rules in that shortening a word that's already short. I shortened you, Y-O-U, to just you.
Oh.
So I could get it in
there. Have you slept this week?
I got about 3 to 4 hours.
You're right. Yeah. So how many hits did you get for that?
Zero.
Zero.
I just thought, like, because no one else would have liked it, because...
Listen.
Come on, mate.
For every tweet he does, there's 4,000 Indian sycophants going, "Oh, yes, yes, very good, Warnie. We love you."
I don't know why today, but I found myself on Cristiano Ronaldo's Twitter page, or some like Cristiano Ronaldo, the company that, like...
Okay, yeah.
CristianoRonaldo.com.
Yeah.
Some girl... tweeted him and obsessed doesn't even begin. The whole Twitter thing is about Cristiano Ronaldo. Her bio is like, "I will not rest until I've met Cristiano Ronaldo." Every tweet is to Cristiano Ronaldo. What are you doing with your life? As if, one,
so,
that's a healthy way to live, and two, he's going to want to meet a freak like that.
So when you're on the TV, how did you deal with those sort of things?
I just blocked and reported. Quite simple. So anyway.
How did Dean Ritchie deal with those? Oh, no.
He's a champion. He would have just grass cut him the tackles. He was a good footy player in his day. Do you know that?
Not many.
Good halfback.
I don't think many women are stalking Dean, just to be honest.
I felt a bit awkward during the week because a fellow called @ArnoldRimmer1, one of our regular tweeters, David Balkan, @ArnoldRimmer1.
The Rimmer.
He's... tweeted, I think it was after last week's podcast, he said, "Hey, @ShaneWarne, it is your old WSOP, World Series of Poker, buddy."
Okay.
"Late Mailman is losing a Twitter competition on his podcast. Throw him a bone with a retweet." Which is a little bit rule-breaking, but I didn't do it.
No.
I didn't ask him to either.
Whilst I'm uncomfortable
except
with the way that this has been done.
Of the three actions general actions you do on Twitter, follow, reply, retweet.
Nothing.
The ones we need are follow and reply.
Yeah.
He asked him for a retweet.
You know what? At this stage of the game...
Anything.
No. It's got to be a reply. No. Retweets are a cop out.
But anyway, I appreciate it @ArnoldRimmer1, but I was a bit hesitant to sort of be too excited about your tweet because I didn't know if I'd be breaking the rules by saying, "Hey, yeah, cool."
You know what would have been good? If Warnie had have said, "Yeah, no worries," and followed Arnold.
Yeah. Yeah. That's how this game works. Oh, God damn it. Our weekly full credit to the boys awards. This is where, you know, from our last 7 days on Twitter, we had a bit of
eight
a chuckle
days.
Or
8 days.
8 days, yeah, you're a day late. We've had some fun with reading some people's tweets and maybe put them in our favourites column, and then we go back during the week once we realise we have to find an amateur and a celebrity to give a prop up to.
Mm.
Who you got this week?
I've got, from my amateur, I've got at Jess Larum, JESSLARUM.
Okay.
And she was talking about the Isaac Luke signing by the Warriors, and she wrote, well, South Sydney just became 1/17th more likable.
That's good.
Yeah.
I like that. That's your amateur?
That's my amateur.
My amateur this week, I've got to trawl through all these papers that Clive's left for us. Tristan Marshall. Tristan.
Good fighter, you'd imagine. Good fighter.
Tristan Marshall at Trav Marsh 8. Trav?
Trav. Trav.
What the hell's your name? At Trav Marsh 8, anyway. And he said, if I were England, I'd be picking KP, but I dare say that book where he nailed pretty much everyone has come back to haunt him. And I laughed at that because no shit. Thanks, Trav Marsh. I do appreciate it, and I do follow you because I enjoy your tweets.
Yeah, he does go.
But I kind of feel like you're telling us the sky's blue there. Yeah. So yeah, good work at Trav Marsh. Thank you very much.
In other breaking news, Josh Reynolds is a bit of a lunatic.
Yeah.
You're
a celebrity this
my
week.
My celebrity is the boys from Fire Up on FBI, regular providers of Twitter Gold.
Give them a follow.
Yeah, and if you don't, you're missing out badly. They tweeted about the Gold Coast game where Ryan James just went play after play of doing dumb shit.
Yeah.
And they wrote, Ryan James is keeping the spirit of Josh Reynolds alive this weekend.
That's good.
Yeah.
I like that. That's good. My celebrity this week actually only came today. I had another one in there.
Run two if you want.
Well,
this is awkward.
Yeah, I will. I will run two. My first one is a little bit dark. It's from @males_thoughts, and they qualify as a celebrity purely because they've got like 91,000 followers or something like that.
Many eggs.
So they're talking about Tom Brady and Deflategate. You heard about that during the week?
Yeah. It's pretty big.
Let a couple of balls down and kicked them easier.
We've all let some balls down.
You realise that the people he's playing against are playing with the same balls, right?
I'll be going on to YouTube, U-Porn later on and letting some more balls down.
Men's thoughts. @males_thoughts have tweeted. Ray Rice.
You porn, I said.
Yep, I heard.
Balls down.
Good. Ray Rice beats up a woman and gets suspended 2 games. Tom Brady deflates some footballs and gets suspended 4 games. Sounds about right.
Oh, yeah. That's a damn good point, isn't it?
Yeah. It really is. And there's other codes as well that can answer to ridiculous inconsistencies like that.
Letting balls down.
We move on to my actual celebrity one this week. A fellow called @HamzaFarouk4.
Who?
Hamza Farouk. @HamzaFarouk4. Tweeted Glenn Maxwell.
Because HamzaFarouk3 was taken.
Yeah. And 2 and 1, you don't want to fuck with them. So Hamza Farouk has tweeted Glenn Maxwell 32. Glenn Maxwell, you know, Maxi.
Maxi. G Maxi.
Yeah, big show. Big fucking show. We normally throw him under the bus on this podcast. Mm. But Hamza Farouk has done it this week.
Oh, good.
He wrote the very simple, very descriptive tweet, you are not performing well and your team is at bottom.
Wow.
To which, and this is where the celebrity comes into it, Glenn Maxwell replied and wrote, that's a very accurate description of this IPL. Thanks for pointing it out. #genius. #didn't notice it before that tweet. And I think you actually made a few more fans out of that. So good on you, Maxi. Happy days. If you see some funny stuff or if you want to be part of this, just tag us in your tweet. If you think, this is a funny one that I'm writing right now,
this
tweet
is
one of us.
Chunk
at @mailman, @FCTTB_podcast, or @former_legend. Good chance our people will sift it through to us as well. The boys sack, which is mail and feedback that we've come across over the past week or so.
Speaking about letting balls down.
I don't really know what you mean by that. It's
well, what I mean.
Hoodie. That's me. Again, I should read this before I feel like I feel like Richie Beno in the I feel like Richie Beno in The 12th Man, where he's doing the roll call and he's like, Bill, Richie,
Hoodie,
that's me. That's me. Anyway, we'll get to The 12th Man in a sec. So I got called a thief during the week.
Tell everyone why.
Because a guy called Adam Logan tweeted us. Just out of the blue, I thought. Seemed like it was out of the blue. His name's at Ben Pugsley.
Previously, he thought he was a nice bloke.
Yeah, at Ben Pugsley. He just wrote, at Late Mailman, thanks for the shout-out, hashtag not, hashtag thief, and had a screenshot of a tweet, which apparently I'd favourited, on the 21st of April.
On the drink.
Saying, New South Wales Origin Series debutants under over five. And what, did we include that on a podcast in the last few weeks or something like that? So we used that market anyway, and we obviously put a different, market on there. And we didn't...
to be fair, Adam, we said four, which is not plagiarism.
Yeah. It's like, yeah. It's like those things you see at the markets, the beer things that say Victoria beer. And it's not it's not plagiarism because it's not Victoria Bitter. So at Ben Pugsley, it was very unintentional. We didn't mean to plagiarise. And besides, we don't even write it. Clive writes it.
Clive, you idiot.
So
this is what you do.
Yeah. Mate, unless he's been hacking our Twitter accounts. I don't know if
anyway,
it was plagiarism.
Thank you, Adam. And please, we'll try not to brush you again.
Now, before we get too much further, before we wrap it up for the week, Sean Johnson, good game on the weekend.
No, it wasn't. And this is my point. He played shit for 70 minutes, okay? Yeah. I made a tweet after about 25 minutes and said, Sean Johnson, golden boot winner, should be wearing gumboots tonight, or looks like he's playing in gumboots. Right? Not even a good tweet, but a tweet nonetheless.
Mm.
Until the 79th minute,
yeah,
I heard nothing from anyone except favourites and retweets, okay? And then these two Sean Johnson groupies rip in after Sean Johnson scores the match-winning try, which he did, which I acknowledge, which, yeah, I was wrong. But honestly, and I just favoured him because I thought, oh, I'm not going to enter into this.
Yeah.
I went through some of their photos, as you do, and there's photos of them with
Sean Johnson. They're like this girl with Cristiano Ronaldo the other day.
Yeah. So, whilst, yes, you do have a point, give me a break.
We've also got another one. Are we going to do this second one? Are we going to mention this one?
Which one?
This one here. Are you going to do that one?
Oh, yeah. So this week we're supposed to have James Rosenberg on.
DJ O. Rosenberg.
Yes, who has obviously been a huge fan and supporter of us.
He's our personal stock market consultant.
Doing our marketing for us.
So far, he's failed to actually give us any good stock tips.
No tips whatsoever.
Yeah, thanks.
But he has been on and he's mentioned us in a couple of business reports on Sky News Business.
Yeah, he has.
And he is up for it. And so what he said was...
If you want to hear his input, just listen to the past, like, two or three podcasts.
Episodes,
pretty much gotten in every one of them
so
far.
Very quiet this week, which we did take note. So James was supposed to come on this week, and we were going to tell him the V. Richards story live on air, but because we're on a Wednesday night, he said he couldn't come on tonight. So we let him...
would assume that he's, like, on some fancy stock market report. Saying something about us, right?
Either that or being a stockbroker, could be racking up.
He's going to get the word Clive in or something like that.
On the Quaaludes, you'd imagine.
Yeah, Wolf of Wall Street reference, ladies and gentlemen.
So he's coming on next week, and we might even, I said to him, maybe we'll even use him in substitute. What do you think about that?
Yeah, why the hell not?
Yeah, so we'll give him a preview.
A few more reviews this week as well.
Oh,
happy days. I must urge you, listeners, to keep them coming to avoid possible industrial action. Clive's already started writing on pickets, but he's a shit speller. And he keeps doing that thing where he, like, instead of Y-O-U, he puts just U. Gen Y.
And I'm sick of how he, instead of writing strike, he wrote stroke about me.
Yeah.
What's that?
Yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we had two that we can actually see. So someone's just left us a 5-star with no review. If you want to be mentioned, you're going to have to write something. And so Someone called Hot for Legend.
That's right.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
Love the sports chat. From a girl's point of view, former legend sounds like A, like Gordon Tallis, and B, hot.
Wow. How can... No, that sounds...
So, right. Thanks to Mum for writing that. Yeah. And, you're wrong on both accounts, how disappointed you would be. And another one from Gene_M_M.
Okay.
Gene M&M.
Yes.
Highly recommend. Easy listening, funny, and highly informative podcast featuring two likable blokes, who bounce off each other perfectly. If you like sport, you must listen. Didn't mention our Logies.
That's comprehensive, isn't it?
Didn't mention our Logies telecast.
It's so nicely written. We've got some very intelligent listeners, which is just staggering.
Yeah.
Just staggering.
That's not right. So thank you, Gene M&M.
Yeah, there you go. So all you need to do is just go into your podcast app or iTunes or whatever. Make sure you bring up the podcast. Click on the little reviews tab. And then, write a review if you've gotten that far as well. And if you don't know how to do it, then we'll just contrive the hell out of this and tell you exactly how to do it.
Yeah, so just message Hoodie. He'll step you through it process by process. The first thing is to always click 5 stars. That's 5 stars.
There you go. We've also had some great reaction to our 2 iPhone roulette episodes of Full Credit to the Boys. And if you want to see them, you can go back in our podcast feed. Our first was with the lovely, the beautiful Yvonne Sampson, and our second was with the probably equally lovely, not so beautiful,
probably not beautiful,
Luke Potter, former NRL official. Excellent feedback from both of those. So we've had some suggestions coming through. Someone suggested Billy Birmingham.
Love to do
that. How good would that be?
Let's do that. At a pub.
I feel like he'd be hard to
find.
Over
a steak.
I feel like he'd be hard to find. We could find him on Richie Day at the cricket.
He's on Twitter every now and then.
He is, but he's generally just flogging his 12th man merchandise.
Mm. Maybe we can say we need our money back or something and get going over that way.
You know, my house got broken into in 1994, and my original Wired World of Sports cassette, which doubled with the 12th Man Again album. It was a double cassette.
Yeah, I know.
One cassette on top of the other.
Yeah,
nothing. Got stolen. It was in my bum bag.
Nah.
Yeah.
Did you hear about
my Walkman? Like, that's just how 90s is that? 12th Man, bum bag, Sony Walkman. Got pinched.
Did you hear about the bloke whose car got broken into over here at Brookvale a couple of weeks ago?
I thought that's a joke.
Well, you've wrecked it already.
Sorry.
Open car still there the next morning, window smashed, glove box open, and 2 members' tickets in the glove box.
I thought you were going to say Chris Sando had gone for a drive to the Northern Beaches.
Nah. Maybe.
There you go. We also had Jillaroo Steph Hancock suggested.
Mm.
Excellent.
What do you think?
A bit scared, to be honest.
Right.
A bit scared of those Jillaroos.
Mm. Well, they are our premier rugby league team.
Absolutely. I wouldn't be so scared, given that we'd be on the phone. Mm. Can't do that much damage down the phone unless they start yelling at us. So scare me a little bit. But there you go. If you've got any more suggestions for iPhone Roulette, more than happy to hear him at Late Mailman, at @former_legend, and at @FCTTB_podcast is our Twitter account for the whole thing. Clive will get those tweets, and you can also find us on Facebook. Full Credit to the Boys. Got anything else? Is that it?
Crabs, but we'll talk about that after this.
We'll see you next week.
Goodbye.